Thought Press Network.
Welcome to Brunchins and Dragons.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
I apologize in advance to the listening audience only because I don't know how this recording is going to go. I do not know. The live audience, totally different. Yeah. Listening audience, this could be mayhem, and we won't know. Yeah. So we apologize.
No, it's
going
to be mayhem for Q or myself.
Yeah, basically, whoever has to edit this podcast is going to have a hard time.
We salute those editors that are about to die.
Yes, basically.
Yeah, boy.
All right, so Will, why don't you... Why don't you let us know what is happening?
Easy, girl. All right, so last we left off, because it's been a while, you guys had followed the Durgar.
You're not talking into the mic clearly. Thank you.
You guys had followed the Durgar to the underground facility. You killed the Durgar. The swarm of rats have followed. You met with... the Archmage's apprentice. You came up with a plan of how to attack the goblins. You went head first into Fedor's Grove, which is a forested area to the northeast of Arcanol. You faced a scouting party. You found a dilapidated house.
Okay.
Where you also faced off against Will-O-Wisps.
Right, I didn't die that one. I remember that one.
No, they fucked you up, though.
Yeah, that was
Will-O-Wisp.
Yeah, that was Will-O-Wisp. Don't fuck around. And then Kenny had a moment where he spazzed out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Memories came back.
Memories came flooding back.
No, wait. I'm going to wait until we start. So then I can say my first... Well, I've been waiting to say for a very long time.
Yes. And so you've been chasing Thavara since you've broken out of prison. You're still trying to piece together what brought you together, what brought you all to the fold. What does the Brethren of Mosul really mean? And you're basically trying to stop the end of the world from what it looks like.
Okay.
Now, it is right after we left off, so the Will-O-Wisps have just been disintegrated.
Yes.
The skeletons have also gone with them. The doorway leading to the basement of the house is open. You see what looks to be a spectral head peeking up at you.
Right.
Torg has snapped back into reality from his crazy dream.
Yes.
His fever dream of a flashback.
Okay.
Which was an interesting situation we roleplayed. And now,
we're back to reality.
And now we're back to square.
He's like
I
rabbit.
Immediately
now hold on. No, you don't. Hi, I'm Q, and I'm doing the voice of Orym,
yes.
And I am currently drinking a 6-point crisp pills beer.
I'm Pedro, and I'm Sailor Jerry, the gnome wizard, and I am drinking a bromosa with crisp and orange juice.
Rock gnome, you're the rock.
That's
gnome,
right, I'm a rock
sir.
Gnome. Yeah.
Yes. Myself, I am Kenny, also known as Torg, and I am a halfling ranger. I'm also drinking our patented bromosa, which is orange juice and crisp. The orange juice is actually simply orange this time.
Yes,
oh, that's why it tastes so good.
Hey guys, this is Caesar, the voice of Kolsch. I am also sipping on a bromosa.
Jesus Christ.
Your voice
and I'm
is
very
so
loud.
Boom.
I have a great voice
give yourself
radio.
A little.
No, but this is Caesar, voice of Kolsch. Thank you guys for joining in on another episode of the Brunches and Dragons.
Hello, this is Brandon, voice of Damien Skullkeeper, protector of the forge, wearer of the pelt.
It's been a while since I've heard that.
You have one more now. No, don't you have one more now?
I didn't remember there was more.
We last left off at the pelt.
Okay, got it.
Okay, he only has a pelt right now.
I have the usual OJ.
Yes, just OJ.
He used to be keeper of this rock, but we have no longer have that rock.
Lost the rock.
We lost the rock. And of course, my name is Will Cabrera. I am the game master for this game of Brunches and Dragons taking place in the world of my own creation, homebrew game called Gateway to the World.
Yes.
Yes.
I got to tell you, I am also drinking a Bromosa, and after some experimenting, I have to say that Minute Maid sucks.
Yes.
Florida Tropical is a good third. Natalie's Orchard is the best.
I think that's what we started off with.
That's what we started off with.
Yep.
But this has jumped into second place for me.
Simply is good.
Simply is really good.
I had one earlier.
That's all it is. It is just orange juice.
Simply
orange. I almost want to have the crisp with Simply lemonade.
It actually works really well if you mix Sam Adams Summer Ale with it, too. Which
yes.
Which right now we're coming into the summer. So, guys, you have a chance. Summer Ale.
Do it up.
Also, if this audio is kind of crazy, we are currently recording live at Artistic Vibes Geek Bro Net's Game Con for International Tabletop Day.
Ow!
So there's going to be a lot of voices, a lot of
Geek
madness
Bro
in the background. Everybody is out there not listening or pretending to not listen or just listening. But that's basically what's happening.
Back around.
Yay!
Yeah!
Somebody yelled that they were listening. I got really excited. Fuck you, Panda.
I saw exactly who it was. That was Jeff.
I love Jeff.
Right now.
Jeff is my favorite. Yeah. All right.
I can't.
Yes.
I can't wait for you to find out about his dwarven monk.
I can't.
I can't wait either.
That's right. If you guys are in the Miami area and you're like interested in playing, Artistic Vibes hosts a Ready Player Nom event every month, and you can play D&D with Will.
Yeah,
and
boy.
You will play characters that have to do with our world of Brunchens and Dragons.
Yes.
Which is also really cool. So you will know things that we're not allowed to know, and thus vice versa. So, with all that said, Kenny, you open up the floor and you say what?
Well, after all that happens, Torg has that realization, immediately turns his head ever so slightly over to Orym.
Oh, damn.
And goes, you.
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 Oh, what's going on?
I don't know.
And I just start walking a little bit closer. I start walking towards Orym and I go, you.
You.
I kind of start like edging my way towards the middle in case something happens.
I'm looking at Orym, and my eyes keep flickering down at the crotch because I know that if something pops off, that's the first thing.
Orym is grabbing the zipper.
No, my hand slowly goes towards my zipper as I'm looking at Torg looking at me, and I said, "Yes."
Torg then briefly stops for a moment. Realizes is not looking up at Orym, looking straight at Orym's chest. Because at this point, that's how tall Torg is.
It's a half inch, right?
So all of a sudden, Torg wraps his arms around Orym and just starts crying.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I
think that might have bothered Orym more than if you got a fight.
Cole looks over at Damon's like, I don't know.
I'm gonna
shrug.
I'm still very nervous.
I'm gonna walk over
Orym
to my little
friend. Orym got half chub until he started crying, and then Orym didn't know what to do after that.
What do I do with this?
Now it's a full chub.
Right? Like, yeah. Now that just aroused me even more.
Twisted drow.
I.
How did he know?
I pat Torg in confusion. Like I'm trying. I'm trying to sympathize with what
this
just
very like, bad consoling over here by Orym. Like,
yeah,
what
like,
do I do?
Like I'm just like, yeah. It's like this really. Like I don't like people touching me, and now there's this.
It's
moment.
Almost like you're kind of tapped.
Yeah, like I'm just like full palm.
There,
yeah, like, there. I don't know what's happening. I look around the group to see if anybody else knew what was happening, and I just confusedly say, I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna walk up and like put my hand on the opposite side of his body and just like rub it softly. Because my little friend
there
is
it
hurt.
Is.
Yes,
there it is.
Cole looks over at Sailor Jerry is like, nope,
it took four months.
Sailor Jerry doesn't know what's going on. Sailor Jerry is very confused.
Yeah.
He's staying away. Because
is this where the group hug gets started?
No. It honestly, Torg separates himself and says, I'm so sorry. This is just a rush of emotion that happened to me. really, it's because of you that I am here.
Oh.
We were actually searching for you specifically. And let's just say the party that I was with is no longer here. That's how he feels, is that the person that... And if nothing else, me being around you, you, to me, are the it's the last... what's the word I'm looking for?
Am I the last hope? Am I the last Jedi?
Not last hope. It's more like you're the last connection to my former group.
No, I actually like to write good stories, unlike Rian Johnson.
So if
oh,
if not,
you have opinions.
The
That's
last
adorable.
Thing that I'm gonna let happen is for you to die. Aww. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
When you guys really out of character, when you guys hear this episode of my soliloquy, you guys will understand why.
Yeah. I look at everybody in the group and I have a one-on-one moment with Torg where all I do is
Zip.
Just no. All I do is just nod in understanding of what it is that you're saying, and I tap you on the shoulder and said, "I too have you," and that's all that I leave it at that.
Okay,
that is a very human moment for this half elf.
It is
drow.
You know,
drow
well,
elf.
I am the leader of this pack. I feel like I need to have a
that's
leadership
sort of responsibility.
Yeah, I have a responsibility of something. I have no idea of what yet, but I know I have one.
I like that nobody voted you leader. It's just they've always assumed it's the drow and. Because you can't miss a drow in the open.
You're like, I figure it's me, so I'm just going to
go
with that.
Well, it's one of those things. It's like either the group aligns itself with the drow and let that be the focal point, or you know, something bad tends to happen to the drow. But we like our drow, so we're like, oh, we're cool with this.
He's our drow.
Yeah, he's our drow.
No, you're not.
I have a question for the GM. Are we? I don't think we've ever discussed it. Are we all aware that each one of us has amnesia, or is it just like a personal thing?
Nobody has ever brought it up in the game.
So wait a minute. I don't remember what happened when I, like, before I was in that jail cell.
None of us do. What
happened?
It's okay. I think it was just brought
up. By the way, I'm pointing at Torg. Do you remember what happened?
Honestly, what just happened to me is bringing back flashes of my previous life before this point.
Previous
employment. What's been happening in my life before this point. So I honestly think that there's chunks of memory that I am missing completely up until right now.
So do you remember getting to the prison?
Not at all.
Yes.
I remember getting on your ship.
You remember getting to the prison?
Yes.
You remember my ship?
Yes.
He had a ship?
What was my ship like? I have a ship?
That's all I remember
I
up to that point.
I kept breaking them.
Yes,
okay,
I know.
Okay, wait. But Damien here has said that he remembers getting to the jail.
Yeah.
What happened?
You guys were following me.
Time out. While this is happening, I want to make a perception check to make sure nothing's sneaking up on us while we're all having this powwow in the middle of a fucking dungeon.
No, I would use your passive perceptions to tell you if there's anything happening on you.
We're using passive perception?
Yeah, I have it written down.
Okay.
Don't worry.
He's like, don't worry. Don't worry.
I was gifted a new little name placards for you guys.
I love it.
Those are really cool.
Which I love. Apparently they were a Kickstarter, so I got to try and find those and get more of them. But they have your stats on the back. So
oh, awesome. Okay, so
I no longer need to look for shit.
As Damien has this moment where he's saying that we were following him and only led us into a jail cell, I slightly chuckle. I just want to just slightly chuckle enough that everybody can hear me, but it's not an overabundance of a
everybody
laugh.
Everybody can make an insight roll to see if he's telling the truth.
Everybody roll insight.
Uh-huh. You can roll deception.
Insight.
Okay, roll an insight.
I know nothing.
You rolled a two.
I did.
You don't roll insight. We're talking to
no,
you.
No, he's rolling deception.
Oh, okay.
He's rolling deception.
Okay, well, I rolled a 19 plus. Where's my sheet?
18 plus two.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't have insight. That's just the flat, that's just my flat wisdom, right? If I don't have...
Sailor Jerry, you are not trained in insight.
So it's just a plus one, right?
It's just... it's insight is wisdom. Yeah, plus one.
Yeah,
I
have a 20.
By the way...
17?
I still don't know what my wisdom plus is. It's the only one I'm missing.
Oh, yeah?
Because your attacks are based off of charisma?
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Given that you just rolled an insight check, I can give you that. It is a plus two.
Plus two.
There you go. You wrapped your shit up.
Good to
now,
know.
Am I? I'm not proficient in insight, am I?
No.
Okay, so I rolled a 16 plus the one. That's 17 total.
Yep, 17 over here as well.
All right, what did you get, Damien?
18 plus my charisma of two.
20.
So he's at a 20.
So I have a 20 also.
So you see through his lies. Uh-huh. But you two are like, that sounds about right.
If we were
following him,
Cole
would end up in prison.
Cole sits down and pulls out his flag, and like a typical dwarf cleric would do at this point. He's like, I'm over this. I'm just,
Damien,
there's
Damien,
too much huggy lovey shit going on over
sense.
Here.
I mean, it makes sense. If you were following him, you probably would end up in prison.
I mean, you are right. You are right, which is why I laughed to begin with.
Yeah.
I was just like, ha, that would happen. That so we were following happen. You.
You guys were following me, and
no,
we were
Damien,
just we were walking
Damien.
Down. Yes. My tiny
Damien.
Friend.
Damien.
Your yes? tiny friend.
My tiny, tiny friend.
You. I don't think
I'm positive.
We were following
I saw
you.
It in a dream.
In a dream,
you
he
mean,
says.
You mean so well, but I'm pretty sure if we were following anybody, it was probably Orym.
We were fighting these rats, and there was a Druidar.
No, we
and then
no, no,
he
no,
brought me to the ground.
That's after we woke up. That's
no,
after
that's
we woke
after
up.
We woke
but
up.
Before,
that's after
we woke, before up. We woke up. How do we get lying down?
How were we
prison?
In the jail cells? What was is what they're
I
asking?
I didn't remember.
Who's
I had to
talking?
Look at my own dick to find out who I was. Okay, so please do not mess with me. That was
you
a very sad
what,
moment in my.
You want to know what's funny, Sailor Jerry? I also had to look at your dick to figure out who you were.
I just got
oh,
stabbed.
No. Oh, Orym, I've seen your dick. It is terrifying.
I like
please
how,
keep it away
I like
from
how
me.
Everybody brings up the dick viewing and nobody brings up the fact that Sailor Jerry stabbed himself trying to get out of his prison
You're
cell.
You're right.
Look. Oh, no, he did.
Okay,
oh, he did.
That did not involve.
We only bring it up when we need to. We only bring it up when we need to.
We're
it's a trump card.
We're good friends. We're good friends.
I got it now.
All right, so... Guys, none of this matters.
Sorry, I brought this up. Apparently, that brought these.
You had a sad moment, and all of a sudden,
yeah,
we're all laying
sudden,
our dicks out
ridiculous.
On the table, wondering who's
nope,
stronger.
Nope, Caution laying shit out.
You're right.
Sit down drinking.
So that just means that nobody remembers how we got into this prison.
No,
in the first
I don't.
Place.
No,
I remember. Okay. I can only remember up until the point that I got onto a ship, which just happens to be the ship you were.
Did you see me in your memories?
No, not at
Damn.
All.
Okay,
I was just told of the ship that I was on.
Coulson looks over at Torg real quick. He's like, "Was he the captain of the ship?
Was I a captain?"
Like I said, I could not see you. All I said, this was your ship.
But I'm really short,
so
maybe
I imagine
you just, like,
it's
saw
your ship,
me, right? Like
this is a good idea.
Maybe just like you looked up instead of down.
Hold a second, I gotta remember. Did I even see him in then? In my no,
no, okay. I would have described him.
So, I can tell you're not a good storyteller because I was not in your story.
Yeah.
Said Sailor Jerry.
Given the fact that he showed up in the ship's hold.
Oh,
let it be better
just
that he doesn't
listen,
remember.
Just listen to, listen to
that
it. Listen.
Might be better.
When you listen to the soliloquy, you'll understand.
Okay.
All right, so, guys.
He didn't just, like, waltz into your ship and be like, I'm not going to look at anybody. Fuck you guys. Just show me to my room.
By the way, the soliloquy is called Fuck That Guy.
Now, none of this matters, guys. Okay. We all need
to focus on the task at hand,
which is... We have to decide which way we're going, correct?
Right.
Right now, we have to decide if we're going into the basement door
yes.
that's open, or if we're going to move on to our next, outside of the Fader's Grove itself. We're trying to go into the Fader's Grove.
You're also still damaged, so you do need to decide whether or not you want to take a rest.
Yeah, probably that would probably be a good idea.
I actually am at full health. I didn't get damaged this last encounter.
I'm glad that
bleeding.
Worked out for you.
Yes.
I am, I think, at 3. So
yeah, so we need to kind of like, yeah.
I would like a rest,
yep.
you know.
Resting is good.
Resting
is good.
I would
resting
appreciate
is
it.
Good. Now, while we rest here real quick, I have in my notes that some dude called you a traitor, Damien. Is that not an important fact that we want to talk about? I know we were all like... Like, all gung-ho about where we met. But I still want to know what you did.
A lot of people call me a traitor. You see, back when I was leading us to the jail, a lot of people called me
God.
A traitor.
Got it.
A lot of full breeds
is it
called
yeah.
me a traitor.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Full right. breeds.
So, okay, so you said that, or Will, you said that
yes.
there was a head peeking out from...
A spectral head... Keeps peeking up and out at you guys, kind of like taking inventory of where you are at all times, and then just kind of like slowly
going back into that basement
back
door.
While it's going in the basement, how does the basement door open up? Is there any way that I can?
Oh,
get
it's like
behind
a it's
it?
Like a cellar door, so it opens to the side, and there's a stairway leading down.
Is there any way that I can sneak around to possibly ambush this thing if necessary?
Yeah.
Or maybe some.
I have a idea.
Okay.
So just an idea. This door is opening up like a trap and then closes
yeah, it
back
opens,
up.
It opens up kind of like a wine door for fancy people. I've never seen one before in my life because I'm not rich. but the it opens off of the floor, so it becomes 90-degree angle with the floor.
It's just the one door?
And then the stairway, yeah.
Okay, I have an idea.
It's a 5x10.
We could hide onto the side and see if the specter comes up, and then we could ambush them.
I agree, and I think that somebody should then sit on said door so that nothing else comes out of it. Or place something, like, as he comes to creep out to see where we've gone.
Okay, all right, so big beefy guys, how about you guys go grab the door, and I'll point my wand, then I'll blast that guy if he pops his head up.
No.
Okay.
Rest.
Yes, we have to rest. Rest. We have to rest.
Yes, we need to rest.
Okay, so we rest.
Short rest. Long rest or, oh, a short rest?
Short yeah. rest or okay. long rest?
Long rest would be like a whole day, right?
Yeah, long rest would get you back your spells.
There's a 10.
But yeah, that's the more important aspect of what's happening right now.
You want a long rest?
Yeah, for you and Caesar who need your spells.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's just long rest, I think.
Yeah, long rest. Okay. So insert Jeopardy music here.
How do you want to do your watches?
We have the watch order.
Oh, well, I don't mind doing, well, considering.
I suggest that Sailor I'll Jerry take, wash first.
Yeah, I'll take the first watch.
Because he's at
time.
Full health.
Yeah.
And then I think that we should move in this descending order.
How,
so whoever how, has.
How exposed is this barn house?
I only have one pencil.
You can. Nah, with me. You can bunk up upstairs, but pretty much there's the two corners that are still intact. Otherwise, it does look like it was demolished by a very powerful wind. You can rest underneath the stairway going up to the second floor. It looks the safest.
Yeah, I think let's get under the most amount of cover as possible. I'll take the first watch and grab a corner and just try to keep an eye out for anything either coming in or anything coming out of the staircase.
And I'll go ahead and do the second.
Second for Torg.
Who's left in power? How much health do you have left? You're at full health.
So maybe so you take. I'll take
you
first.
You should
take
second. Kenny, you take third. Where are you at?
Bad.
Okay, I have 3 of health left.
Better than you.
Okay, so then I'm going to take last watch. Okay.
Well, considering that you only need 4 hours to...
You're right. I take half, so...
So you'll take the last shift.
And then I stay for the rest of it. Like, while the last shift can happen as soon as I'm full rested, which would be after 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then I'll just take it for the rest of you guys.
Okay.
So it'll be Jerry, Kolsch, Torg, and then Orym for the rest of the night?
Yeah. Basically, as soon as I'm 4 hours fully rested, I'm jumping in. Whether it... Like, the way that I would rather do it is... Once I get the 4 hours rested in, take over even if nobody else is... Like, even if it was supposed to be Damien's turn, I take over because I'm fully healthy.
Give him the full amount of time.
And give him the full amount of time. So okay. I jump in as soon as I'm fully rested, and I take over the lead as watch for the rest of the night. So
okay.
That's good.
All right. So, Sailor Jerry.
Yes.
Roll me a d20, please, and tell me what you get.
Oh, things are happening.
Oh, this ought to be good. Okay. Now I'm going to roll a 4.
No,
I roll a 10.
10 okay. on the die.
You see during your watch, the spectral head kind of like peek up, take a notice of where you guys are, and then she just slowly descends back down the
what
steps.
What does the head look like?
Female elf.
This is not just like a spook. This
No, it's like a female half elf. A female high elf, sorry.
Hello. Hey. Hey.
She darts underneath the stairs.
No, don't run away. Don't run away.
And she doesn't come back up for the rest of your watch.
Aw.
Bored.
All right, so at this point, now it's...
Kolsch.
Kolsch.
Roll a d20, please, during your watch.
D20.
I would have to check my bags over there.
He's just going
to
use it real quick.
Yeah, that's fine. You can use it.
3.
You see, she peeks up, she sees you are awake, and she just immediately darts back down.
Nope.
She does not bother you for the rest of the watch. Torg.
Of course it's going to happen on Torg.
No, it'll happen on my turn.
Nope, because he rolled
10.
A, oh, 10. A 10. It looked like
you
a
see, she peeks up, same thing, she kind of like slowly scans the rest of you, and she kind of like she stops on you, and she slowly...
So, wait one moment, stop! Please?
You see, she stops.
Oh.
May I ask who you are, at least?
She darts.
God damn it. So close.
Goes like, nope.
Where the fuck is my exosuit?
Go fuck yourself. Bye.
So at this point, am I fully rested at this point?
Yeah.
Am I jumping in?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm rolling, right? Okay. 17.
Oh, yeah. She peeks up. And you see, she never comes higher than her shoulders. Like, she always comes up. And you don't know if it's because of her haunt or whatever it is, but the second her shoulders come up above the floor line, she just becomes invisible.
Becomes invisible.
Yeah, like she's completely see-through at that point. Otherwise, she is spectral. Like, you can see the outline, the back of the outline, things like that.
Does she stay steady enough while I'm looking at her for me to say something to her before she disappears?
Yeah, she's here scanning to see. She's like making sure she knows where all of you are at all times.
I ask her if it's me she's looking for.
Is it me you're looking for?
I had to fight that
urge. I can see it in your eyes.
I had to fight that urge so badly. in Elvish.
Okay.
Ah.
Oh. I asked the right questions.
All right.
He wrote it down.
Good. I'm so glad I asked the right question.
You're a fan of Lionel Richie.
I'm so glad that I didn't just open up my legs and be like, "You trying me, bro?
You like this?
You trying me?
Is this what you're looking for?
Yeah. Is it this? I hope it is. Hope you have a brother.
Well, actually, not for Orm.
I was gonna say, I hope you have a brother.
Not for Orm. It's like, so you look female? No, keep going, bro.
Keep it moving.
Keep it going, bro.
Oh, you see, a secret.
She just keep looks
secret,
at you.
Keep it safe.
She just looks at you in an elvish. She's like, "Hey, you tai ho ban dan pan."
Repeat that one more time. Wait, for all of us.
Nope.
Speak Elvish one more time.
Nope.
What's that?
I don't want to offend any.
You're making me lose the immersion.
I don't want to offend any of the. Any
We're
of
losing the mystique
whose
if you don't do this again.
I might have tapped into.
I'm trying to figure out how to say something in return.
I think the less I offend indigenous peoples of any other country, the better we are.
I look at her and say, no.
She nods, and then she just starts going back down the stairs.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it. I should have said, which is what I originally wanted to say, which is I do not recall because of where I'm at.
Maybe?
Yeah, I should have, but I was like, I don't know. I feel like I should know more about as who I am. I should know more, be more committed.
You notice that the she kind of, this is the first time you've seen her, because normally she'll like peek and just dart down. This is the first time you've actually seen her, like, turn around and trudge down the steps.
Okay. Am I aware that everybody else is fully rested at all? Is there anybody, am I aware?
No, they're still sleeping.
They're all still sleeping.
Yeah.
I move closer to where she left. I move closer to the stairway. And the door is fully closed now?
No, it's still open.
It's still open. I peek inside. Can I see anything?
She's sitting at the bottom of the stairs.
She's sitting at the...
Does she look aggro?
I ask her... I ask her in Elvish...
I say that in my sleep.
It's a trap.
If she wishes for me to follow.
You see, she doesn't even look up at you. She just shakes her head.
Oh.
Okay.
But from your vantage point now that you can look down into the basement, you see that it is relatively big for the size of the house. It looks like it's bigger than it should be.
Can I do an arcana check?
Sure.
Oh, man. Can I support for my sleep?
Can I support for my sleep?
I
want to
give like mystical energy as I
You just start humping the air in her direction.
I rolled a 9 on the die plus 3, so that's going
to
be 12.
Use my dick power to help you.
Yes.
You can see the glow of some arcane energy down there.
I could. Okay, yeah. But I don't hear any additional voices. I don't sense additional beings. Just her and the slight aura of magic. Okay.
I don't like this.
That's it.
I don't like this at all.
What's the worst that could happen?
A lot, actually. I'm gonna stay true to my character, and I'm gonna go down into the basement.
What?
Yeah, that would be what I would do.
Orm would do it.
Kolsch wants to wake up. Can Kolsch be woken up, please? Because I don't want... No one's going to go into a basement by themselves. What is this, Evil Dead?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I go in cautiously. I want to make it so that I didn't just like go in like bull in a china shop. Right.
Or no, give like, zero fucks.
Like I went down like 2 steps and I waited.
Kolsch wants to wake up.
I went down like 1 or 2 steps
out
again
of the noise,
and I waited.
Can we find out if
hold up. And before that, I prop the door of the basement in such a way that it cannot close behind me.
All right. You see the second you step down that fourth step, the prop breaks and the door starts to close.
I fucking
does
do
this
it.
Wake
no,
up?
No, I want to wake up. I told you I wanted to wake up.
No, no. Relax. Does this sound wake us up?
Relax, because the door can't close all the way because you're still.
I'm still there. A lot of your body. So it's still on me.
Like it's pushing down
okay.
on you.
I now decide to yell behind me.
Oh, now.
Okay.
I had to try.
You got caught.
I did. Well, no. Now I realize that shit is going down. Okay. And what I held to prop me, I could be going, I loudly whisper, hey, is anybody up?
I wake up.
Can we wake
everybody,
up now?
Everybody make a perception roll with disadvantage.
With disadvantage?
Because you were sleeping. Because you're sleeping.
I got more dying here.
And I have. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I.
Nat 20.
But
Nat 20, but technically you got to drink.
The floor
you take,
count?
No.
you got to talk into your mic.
18. Nat 20, my first, and an 18 is my low.
But the 18 is your low. So
14, my first roll. And a Nat 20, my second roll.
Doesn't count.
15 on the
but
first.
But you still got to drink.
It's perception. No, wait. It's a perception, right?
Perception. It's perception.
Yeah, you got plus
14
got
plus 1, 15.
Oh, I have a 21.
That's 14. Your lowest roll.
That's my lowest roll.
My lowest is a 21.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't even know what my crit... Which one we're
what's
doing? Perception? Oh, so that's 14 plus 3.
Ooh.
17.
Okay.
I have specialty in perception.
Thank
I'm
God.
I'm extra perceptive.
I hope ooh. You woke up, Sailor Jerry.
My highest was a 7.
The one who wanted to wake up the most.
Real deep.
So everybody but Kosh wakes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, fuck off.
I smack Kosh to wake him up.
There you go.
Wait.
Hey, man.
What happened?
Well, first we
what
find out
it,
what
one?
We see, and then
yeah,
obviously
you
see, we
you see the
up.
Door trying to close. Like, there's nothing pushing on it, but you see that Aurum is struggling with everything that he has to keep the door open.
I run to hold it.
Okay, I'm going to try to, even though I have no strength, I'm going to try to go ahead and stop.
Wait.
I run to
hold it. To what level did we all rest? I fully rested.
I'll consider you guys are all fully rested.
Yeah,
okay,
fully
cool.
Rested.
All yeah. right, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah. Yay.
I'm trying to think.
Okay, so I'm guys, somebody.
I think we all see this. I know I make my way to the door, and I see Orm struggling to push it up.
Yeah.
So I just take my Warhammer, and I swing at the crook of it to knock it open.
Make an attack roll.
Oh, my God. Please, for the love of God, do not hit Orm.
No.
No, I'm fine, guys. I'm fine. It's okay. I will do what needs to be done. Oh, change your die. Change your die.
It's a 9 on the die.
12.
12.
12? You crack the door, and you see it kind of like pull itself from like a 45 degree to like a 60 degree, and then you see it start to
I blast it with Ray of Frost. Cantrip.
All right.
Blast it with a Ray of Frost.
I blast it.
Are you going to freeze it open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that is an 18 on the die plus 5. That's a 23.
23, yeah. You see the hinges freeze over. And it manages to stay there at that 45 degree for a second.
All right, somebody go grab it. Quick,
yeah,
I did my job.
I want to hold it up so everyone else can get through.
All right, roll an athletics check.
Athletics? I'm assuming I'm not proficient in it.
I'm going to assume you aren't either.
That's the guys, I want to highlight the fact I actually hit my Ray of Frost.
Oh, shit. Yes, you did.
Congratulations.
I'm an inanimate object.
I am proficient in athletics.
You are
that
proficient
would
in athletics.
Oh, nice.
So that's a plus 4 to my 16.
Nice. So 20
you see
it is.
That you pull with all of your might, and you notice that you can't lift it up, but you can hold it there.
I'll hold it in place.
Okay. Are we doing this? Are we going down?
Go!
Well,
no, he says.
Orm, do we go down?
Yeah, I say we go down.
Okay, we're going down. I'm following Orm.
Well, then I'm following suit.
But I still think that we should go down in caution. We already know we're in for stuff.
Obviously, I'm on the same floor. I'm on the same level. I ain't
guys,
going down
remember,
further.
Yeah. Sneaky Sneak is the closest Sneaky Sneak is me. So
are we pushing you forward?
It's going to be dark when we get down there.
You can't see.
How is it really dark, or is it low light, or what is it?
No, there's light there. Give me my dice pack.
Okay, so that's good to know.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I don't like the fact that he's adjusting stuff.
Well,
like,
of course
if
he is. We have an encounter, guys. We knew this was
going
to happen.
We're pretty much going in.
We're going in, and we're about to go in, and the way that we're going to do this is there is light. So do you want to go ahead of us?
Yes, I'm going ahead of you.
A step or two? Okay.
I think I'm last because I'm holding the door open.
Yes, you are last. Yeah. You are definitely last, and it's probably going to close the minute you get in.
I don't doubt
so,
it.
So,
I am.
Torg is in
the
front. The
green stairway there. Put yourselves in your order.
Okay. All so, right. All right. I need to put. If anybody has a figure that I could use,
I have a couple figures.
I can't believe you brought nothing this time around, Kenny.
I know, absolutely nothing.
Such a shame.
Such a failure.
Such a shame. We're saying hello to some of our... It's okay. We warned all of our audiences that they were going to hear a lot of sounds. Both our live and non-live. Welcome, welcome. Come. Enjoy. Did you end up... Yeah, this is live here and live online and live everywhere. So you got pencils for us and a figurine for...
Figurine.
Torg, a very tiny,
tiny
figurine.
Tiny figure.
Yes, I'll use that one.
There we go.
That is
perfect.
Quite tiny.
Oh, wait. Why did we have two? I don't need this guy.
I love
I'm not using that power yet. Oh, my God. That is too funny. Where's my phone?
Skeletor
is Jerry. Jerry.
Is Sailor Jerry. No, I'm going in the front.
He's got the sneakier powers.
Well, not sneakier powers. I'm just able to sneak a lot more than anybody else.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. This is going to be very interesting.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no, please. Speak be as nosy as you can.
Ay, Dios.
Be as nosy as you can. In the meantime, we're all still drinking the same stuff as before, even if it's our second or third drink.
Yes. Very much so.
And we are now about
we're
to,
all
to
eating
reach
pizza as well.
An encounter, basically, of my own fault, because I decided to do things while people slept.
All right.
My own personality.
But it looks like this is going good. It's got a nice little crowd out there.
Yeah, we have a nice crowd. There's a lot of
nice
games going on. We have some munchkin
ambience.
Going on.
I got two best friends out there.
Yeah,
in the
do
audience.
A raffle. We're gonna do a raffle live on Brunches and Dragons right now. While Bear stuffs his face with pizza, and he should get a beer for everybody. Bear should get a beer for everybody.
Yeah, he definitely should. That piece of
I
shit.
I think so. All right, it's raffle time, everybody. If you guys got raffle tickets. It is raffle time. I'm going to pull out two raffles. You guys get to choose your poison, choose what it is you want to win. So let's see here. Yeah, I choose Kenny. You could take him. You could take him. All right. So first raffle winner is 875-088. 875-088. You! Yeah!
Woo!
So please come on up. You get to choose whatever it is that you'd like to win. That is the beauty of this raffle. That is the beauty of it. Yeah, there's D20. Those are also to go. The buttons are free. You can take the buttons for free. I have one more raffle ticket winner. For now, we'll do this again. 875-079. 875-0. All right. Yeah.
Woo-woo.
Yes. 079. Here we go. Perfect. He can choose his poison. We'll do this in a little bit. We're good to go. All right. So this is the order. Is this what everybody wanted to do? In the order for everybody who is listening to this podcast right now, we have at the bottom of the basement entrance going in first, we have Torg, followed by Orem, followed by Kolsch, followed by Sailor Jerry, followed then at the end with Damien, who was holding up the door so that we can actually get in to said location. So I'm going to assume that Damien, once he kind of stepped in, that door started to... It's still frozen at the hinges, but it can't...
Well, no, the second Damien steps all the way in,
the door shuts closed. Okay.
Oh, but of course it does, because that's how it works.
Someone cue the chainsaw. Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Wrong show. All right. Woo!
Oh, man.
Yep. All right. So.
Fire elemental. Sorry.
You know, where did mine go?
Danger Will Robinson. Oh, wait.
Where did mine go?
I don't know. I didn't touch it.
The secret.
No touchy.
There was a.
No touchy.
No touchy nada.
Oh, here it is. I put it there. I put it in such a secret place. I forgot that it was in a secret place.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
All right. So now we're going down this stairwell, and this is going to be the end of this. Whatever happens now is the end of this episode.
What?
Yeah, I know, because an hour has already, believe it or not, an hour
we're already
has
getting
already
close to an hour already.
Yeah,
we just entered.
I know. That's
this
the
is
way.
How much shit we do on a daily basis.
Yeah. So. This is going to be not. We're not going to end here. We're going to end
after the encounter.
After
so
this,
it might go an hour.
You
and
have
half,
another D&D game to run, Will, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
We have some other stuff to do here.
Yes.
So
go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Initiatives, please.
Oh,
before we continue going.
Son of a bitch.
14 flat.
14 flat? 8
initiative roll.
Eight. 7 on the die plus 2, 8.
12.
Oh. I mean 9.
9.
I can't
map. 9.
I got 17 on the die plus 3.
20.
Torque, go flying.
And coach?
12 flat.
12 flat.
It's a good thing he was first.
Yep.
Okay.
I also like to talk about how our halfling is in the head of our party.
Yeah, Coach is a two, like, keen on what's happening with him being up front.
Two paladins, not up front. Yeah. Well, to be fair, one paladin is opening the door, so... Or holding the door.
Yeah.
He's our holder.
One of them had a task. He was able to hold it for us. I don't know what... I knowingly know that I put us in this predicament, but don't care. Like, if that makes any sense.
It was a fucking ghost. Yeah. I had to talk to it.
You know, it's it was entertaining, guys. It was an elf. I figured I needed to follow
she
it.
She had a brother. I
you
needed
went,
to find
you,
it.
You just said, you know what? This is my team. I don't give a shit.
I got this, guys. All right, so up
right, so
first.
What do
oh,
I see?
Not,
oh.
None of us are first.
Oh, no.
Whatever we are headed towards
oh,
is
no.
what's going to be first. Yeah.
I'm so glad I
rested.
I'm so glad I
are
rested.
Are you dead last?
I'm
so glad eight. I rested.
Okay. Multiple bogeys we see.
I do see multiple bogeys.
One as always. There will be blood.
There will be blood.
So for those of you tuning in, our lovely game master is setting up the initiative order for both player and non-player characters. And currently it's evil scumfucker number one.
Yep.
Then the lovely Torg.
Yep.
Then evil scumfucker number two. And
yep.
then Damien and Kolsch, or myself.
And
then
some superpower.
There's another weird symbol around the skull that looks like it has a bad Bart Simpson haircut.
I'm going to go with boss.
Motherfucker,
yeah.
I
some
just
sort of
woke
boss.
Up.
And then another one.
Okay.
That's okay.
Four.
Okay.
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 Oh.
All right, we still outnumber them. We still outnumber them.
And I'm at the
okay, there
by
we go.
One.
You are. You're right.
Sure,
we need
sure,
to move
sure.
you up.
Sure, sure, sure.
But they're ghosties. And specters are awful. And
so,
Cole doesn't like ghosts.
As you come down, the woman runs away from you to the corner. And in fact, I have a figure we can use for her.
The Spectre?
The Spectre, yeah.
So she's in the corner in the back?
Yeah, she's in that far corner. Thank you. And in Elvish, she
no,
keeps
no.
repeating, oh. You shouldn't have come down here. You shouldn't have come down here. Fedor will be really upset with you.
Oh.
What did she say? Fedor will
Fedor.
Be really upset with you.
And you notice that all the dormant energy that was arcing off of these... archways, which in the map you'll see that there are little green squiggles between two blocks.
Yeah.
Those are specifically magical doorways.
Did they dissipate?
No. They've actually gone from a dormant state to a very active state. Kind of like how the Stargate goes from just a flat water look to the ripple look.
Yeah.
So in other words, these are portals, is what you're saying? You freaking asshole.
They might be. But you also notice that some of the portals have your names etched into the keystone.
What?
Hold up.
What?
Out of character, this is going to be a mirror match now?
No.
No. No.
No. No, that's good because you'll fight me and I'll die real fast.
Hold on. Are all of our names on them or only some of the parties?
Only some of them have, some of them only have the one name.
Only some of them have the one name.
Yeah, yeah.
In a quick glance around the room, can I see anybody's name who's missing?
Nope.
No, I can't.
No, no.
I can't.
Well, not yet, right?
Well, I'm the one who has the most vision, so I wanted to ask
yeah.
that.
But is the room
if
lit or not?
See it, it's me.
I asked Aurum. Aurum, what did
oh,
you do?
Lit. It's not yeah. lit anymore.
Once
I
the,
look at
once
Sailor
the,
Jerry and say, not sure yet.
Once the magic becomes active, the glow dies.
In a way.
What did you say?
So I said, should I follow you
do,
this way?
You do hear the...
No.
Oh. Why did As you
things
follow?
Are coming through.
I thought
oh,
she was like a woman.
Good.
Wait, say it again? We hear what?
Say it again?
God damn it!
You just hear kind of like a...
out of the portal?
Like energy,
out of,
like energy
out of
sucking
the room,
through you.
Because now it's dark.
Oh, okay.
And you hear 7 distinct popping noises.
All right.
Pop.
Does anything pop out of that front
oh,
one?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
All right.
Well, those of us with dark vision, what can we see?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask. Because I can see, but I don't know what I can see.
Dark vision?
I'll tell you right now.
I do have dark vision. Yes.
Yeah, right now I'm the one that can see the best. I have to tell Torg over here what I may or may not see.
Yeah.
I'll take care of my little Torg, friend.
Torg, 9 o'clock.
You can take care of your little friend.
Don't die.
Nobody die.
I cannot make any promises, guys.
Or we're going to have like one of those random cliffhangers. Does Torg die? Does Orym unzip his pants?
Oh, no, that's a definite, you know that.
Find out next on Dungeons & Dragons.
You see what looks to be these kind of half-ogre-ish sized shambling mounds of flesh kind of come through the portal. You've dealt with them before.
I personally have dealt with them before.
All of you, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're, all of us
they're
have.
Manes.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Demons from the Nine Hells.
Could we get the picture of them again, or...
What did you say, Damien? I can't hear you.
I was asking.
Thank you.
Those guys.
Oh, that's what we see. Okay. Okay. Hold up. Let me take a picture for those on our...
All right. So it looks like Parasite from fucking DC. Great.
Okay.
Did we try speaking to them? I don't remember if I spoke to them in Infernal or not.
I don't remember if you did or if you didn't the last time either.
What did I try to speak to?
You were trying to speak to... It was, I believe it was, no, it wasn't demons, was
it? Yeah, you did try to talk to them. You did try to talk to them, and they did not understand you.
Okay.
Okay, so now we know.
So you know that you can't speak to demons. You can probably speak to devils.
Does the specter look like, okay, I speak in Elvish to the specter. Did you summon these?
She shakes her head violently.
Okay.
She's like, you did.
I did. Of course I did. Unintentionally, you dumb broad.
All right.
I shake my head back at her, just in defiance.
You're the one that came down here.
Uh oh.
Santa Jerry, nobody's talking to you.
Uh oh. Oh no. Oh no.
All right, so we're
oh,
cornered.
Oh no.
Currently, what's happening is we stood at the entrance of the basement. The creatures came out of the portals, and now they've moved in to basically box us in our area.
So the two on Damien.
We don't get any attack of opportunity on them?
No.
Nope. And we forgot to ready actions because we were rushing down here because our fearless leader decided to check out a haunted basement himself.
I'm glad you started that with fearless because that's why I went in there because I'm fearless.
Yeah. 16 will hit
fearless
you.
Isn't what 16 I would 20. Use. Oh, 16. Oh, they're hitting Damien?
You don't have your shield out yet. Remember, you were holding the door open.
You
I'm
sack of
so
shit.
Sorry.
Well, I thought the door closed already.
It did, but that's why he doesn't have a shield on him. Because he was in mid-action.
Piggy five damage.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
Oof.
The one on Kolsch?
Nope.
The one hit?
That's right. Whiff and a miss.
The one on Orym?
Game master, bitch.
16 on the die is going to hit you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. 8 damage.
Holy crap. Shit.
And the two on Torg.
Yay!
14 on the die and a natural 20. So guess who's drinking?
Oh, and we drink, guys.
Oh, this is not good, guys. I see someone who left here a few minutes ago was told to get us something to drink, and I am staring deadly at him.
Five on
Thank
the first
Thank you so
attack.
Much for bringing that.
I did my shit.
He did.
5 damage on the first now. Attack.
Wait, what did he get hit for?
5 on the first one.
5 on first.
And I'm rolling
18 on the second.
For the crit.
Max damage.
Oh, good God.
Oh, Lord.
Almost max damage. 15.
15. Where does that even put you?
Guys,
that
actually...
That puts me at 16.
Oh, okay.
I think that's actually great because, like, I like having, like, an open life. So when I'm dead and we're all dead and this podcast is over because of our GM, you know, it'll be fantastic.
We'll just start a werewolf game.
Yes. I'm hoping we're not ending it this
No
soon.
One's dying on my motherfucking watch.
Thank Torg. You. That's how I like
that's
to
right.
Cool. All right, Torg, you're up first.
Oh, man. All right, first off, I can see them now,
you
obviously.
You got two shink-shinks, bro.
Ugh. Yeah, man.
Hope that got on the mic.
Yeah, shank, shank. I hope that got on the mic. Seriously, my neck cracking? Shank, shank, motherfucker. Let me see.
What
I don't want to use this die. If I can use... I did a party foul. I forgot my die. Forgive me. I got... Now, wait.
Bucket
I have...
Oh,
I'm going into the bag of holding that we have. And I actually have... Here we go.
Yeah, you have to look at. There's a bunch of.
Oh, because I have like a whole set right here, Kenny. If you want it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, look, I got a clear one.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. All right, oh! I'll take that. Considering it's a natural 20.
That means the GM has to drink. GM has to drink.
Sip on it.
Sip on it.
Okay.
Oh, calamity.
Right. Crap. Now I got to get more dice.
Twist my arm, why don't you?
Hold a sec. That's a son of a bitch. So,
what do you need? A D what? I have them all lined up.
Oh, you have them all lined up? I just need a D6.
Here you go.
So max damage. So that's 8 plus another one now. That's another 8. So that's 16. We picked up a sword off of something. I'm sorry. It's supposed to be 9. So that's actually 9 twice. That's 18 damage.
You rolled a hit?
That's 6.
Max, right? The first. It's max, right?
1d6
plus
20.
3. I got a natural 20. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
it's 1d6 plus 3. And then I rolled again and got another 6.
Okay. So 9 damage.
Yeah.
Oh. You rolled a 3?
No. Roll the 6. Uh-huh. 6 plus 3 is 9.
9.
And then I roll again another 6.
So he gets another 9. So it's 15.
So it's 15.
15 damage in total.
Okay. 15 damage.
You kill it.
Oh! This one.
Right. Out of character moment here for 1 second. Fearless Leader Orm, is there a silver greatsword somewhere in our inventory? Or items we've picked up? I know you have a list.
I do. We have not actually picked up a greatsword.
We picked up something off of the...
If we did, you already picked it up, which means that I no longer have it in my inventory. You should have added
it
to
Is it in your
yours.
Notes or anything to pick it up? In your little book?
Yeah, I'm going to check right now.
Double check.
I'm going to double check right
now. Get the silver!
I'm moving this.
But the last that I checked, we had a cloak, a scroll, leather armor, a keystone, a lot of gold, some
I think
fire
we picked
runes.
It up off the Jurgar.
Off the Jurgar? You guys might have picked it up before I even touched it.
Was there
it.
Anything off the Jurgar there, Game Master, that... We have
not
on
a,
us?
Not a silvered greatsword.
Okay. I don't know.
No, we have a stone. We have lots of stones that I know of. We haven't we haven't picked up any new weaponry.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
No. Oh, no. Right?
No. Nothing new.
I didn't think so.
My bad, I guess.
Well, yeah. Right.
Oh, something else kicked
Oh, isn't that adorable? You so see, for those, okay, here we go.
You see, out of the shadows, just from an invisibility pool, you just see this horned little devil just come up and just scratch right at Orm.
Oh yeah,
great.
At Orm?
You're not
at Orm specifically. Wait, I wasn't done. What are you doing?
Oh yeah, what are you doing?
Nigga, I got my second one. I'm gonna attack the second person on the side. Number six
I
over here.
I keep fighting.
Oh,
that's a 9 on the die.
Plus
a 5.
How much armor
that's
can
a 14.
Ghost meat thing have?
That'll hit.
There you go. 14 hits.
Oh, no. That's 8.
Kill it.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Take it out of my face.
All right, so this isn't too crazy. So now that now we know okay, that, now that, now that horned little creature has come at me.
So sorry, forgive me. Go ahead, GM.
It's all right.
He grasps at the air.
It's going to get a total of 18. I'll just do math. So, it claws into you for a total of 3 damage.
Okay.
And I'll make a constitution saving throw, please.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
As you feel the poison inject into your body.
Nope.
That's a 2. Sorry, guys. I'm changing die. Give me a second. Changing die.
You take an additional 3 damage, and you are now poisoned for 1 minute.
What is the poison?
That's 10 turns.
Yeah, 10 turns. You have a disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Mer. I say mer.
That's a good noise to make. Damien.
I would like to take my shield out. Is that one action or a bonus?
That's your one interaction with the world.
Oh, so either you attack or you...
Or you bring out your shield.
Or you bring out your shield.
No, you can attack if you want to. But you just get the one attack.
Do I normally get 2 attacks?
No.
No?
No.
You're not. In other words, level. He says you can bring up your shield and attack or...
Yeah, but you just can't move.
Yeah,
you can't
just
move.
Can't
oh,
move.
Okay. No, I'm fine with not moving.
Okay.
Do you see the rage of Sailor Jerry right there? Please save me.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't even want to get
out. I'm going to take out my shield, and then I'm going to attack number 5.
Okay, roll to attack.
With my longsword.
That'll hit. 17 on the die.
Plus 4. And then 1d8.
Which one are you attacking, Damien?
Number 5.
Number 5, the one behind him.
Got it.
4 plus 2, so 6.
6 damage. That number 5. Get it out of here. All right, Kolsch.
Kolsch's turn.
Delaying my action.
Ready your action for what?
Readying my action for after Orm makes an action.
Okay. Orm.
I am going to face the two creatures who are in front of me.
Okay.
I'm going to assume that this cone starts here and exits that way. Does that hit the horn figure to my right?
Sure. You're going to do...
Are you whipping it out?
Are you unzipping?
Yeah. Are you whipping it out?
Yeah, I'm about to unzip.
Okay.
All right, bring it out. I'm going to unzip.
For two characters?
Wait.
And I'm going to do...
No. Important. I need you to bring out
the
switch out figure.
Well, wait. I want to make sure it lands before I change my figure.
Oh, no. The spell lands. They have to make a saving throw.
See what we got. We just did, guys. For the people that can't see this,
I have two figurines. I have a regular warlock elf that just has like a special like staff and like this fireball in his hand, and then I have my other one, which is whenever I use burning hands, aka burning crotch, I have it so that the fireball comes out protruding.
The fire
from
it also
from
looks
the
like it's
area.
Flipping the bird.
It is because it's where the magic used to be. So all right, so. So they do a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, the main failed its dexterity saving throw, but the quasi got it.
Okay.
So roll your damage.
All right, so.
The main was the devil?
The main is the die.
The devil!
They're all devils. They're all demons.
15.
15?
Yeah, because it's 3d6. Fire damage on fail save.
Them.
Huh?
You kill both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Orm's action goes off, so my action goes off.
Yeah.
And I swing my warhammer at the little evil minion behind me.
You see this gout of
but
flame
there,
come
there,
out of the quadrant.
There's this look on Kolsch's face that he's just stalwart. That he's waiting for something else. Like just this gut feeling, this weird cleric vibe in a place this dead. This is going off right here.
When he's doing that, It brings me back to that same moment again in my soliloquy, also known as
secrets.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Secrets.
While he rolls. Oh,
nope.
Shit.
Oh,
we
no.
All drink, guys.
We
all
drink.
He critically failed.
This dice is going away.
Yeah, he critically failed.
Critical fail.
Critical failure.
Now, I still had a bonus action before Kolsch went ahead, right?
Sure.
I'm going to use my Misty Step.
Oh,
which
you
is my
can't.
Bone. I could, right?
You can't. Because you already use your action to cast a spell. So you can only use your bonus action to cast a cantrip. But using an actual spell slot taxes your body too much.
Got it. So I can only use like my witch's bolt or something like that.
No, your cantrip.
Cantrip, which is
I don't have them written there correctly.
Oh. Should be Eldritch Blast, right?
Yeah, it could be my Eldritch
the
Blast.
The Dancing
yeah,
Light,
but it's
maybe?
Not a, it's
no,
not
no,
a bonus
I wanted
action.
To move and move closer to the yep. Specter. But okay. That's okay. I'll stay where I'm at right then.
Okay.
All right, so I go ahead. So Kolsch failed.
So Sailor Jerry.
Sailor okay. Jerry.
You have one option.
I have one option. And that's attack.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm ready a firebolt. Blast. I can hit this one, right, without any
problem. Yeah,
the one that's right next to Kolsch.
That's going to be a 13.
Remember, you're at disadvantage because he's within melee range of you.
Oh, okay, so 9...
If I target this one, do I target the back
you
one?
You still have disadvantage because there's somebody within 5 feet of you within melee range.
Wow. Well, 13 was the lowest.
13 total?
Yeah.
You hit?
Oh, sweet. All right. Let me get a D10. Wait. Nope. Wait. I got a bag.
I got a bag.
What? Yes? No? Now, I killed those so they can't hit me again, but I'm still poisoned for the next turn, right?
Until a minute passes.
Okay.
That's going to be an 8 plus. Do I have a bump? Plus?
He's dead. It's dead.
He's
don't
dead.
Even
he's
look
dead.
At
don't
it.
Even worry about it. He's gone.
Worry about it.
All right, so con. Now it's this guy's dead, right?
Sailor Jerry. So the one guy left on Damien.
Does it try to run?
No.
Oh.
It actually says something in Abyssal.
Oh.
But nobody understands it. 16 on the die is going to hit you.
But my shield's out.
I know, but it's on the die. They have a bonus.
Oh.
Four more damage.
Oh, man.
And they just
hope you enjoyed that nap.
Oh, I need another nap after this.
Torg.
Oh, I can't see. Hold a sec. With that flaming, with the flaming cock on here, does that give you any kind of illumination on this side?
It's gone by now.
What do you mean? It's in 6 seconds. How far? You know.
Yeah, but that's instantaneous.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That burst and it happens.
So I can't see. So in other words, I can't see anything in front of me or around me.
Nope.
Can I use my light as a free action as an elf, a draw elf?
Actually, you know what?
No.
Forget it.
I can't use.
No. I'll delay my action till after Damien.
It's still an action.
Okay. I'll delay my action till after Damien.
So you're gonna ready until Damien does what?
Yeah, ready until Damien.
So Damien acts?
Oh, yeah. After Damien makes his action.
Okay. So Damien.
Okay. As a bonus, I can cast Searing Smite.
Sure.
Why? But why?
I'll do Divine Smite.
Why?
You gotta hit first.
Okay. I'm taking it out with Xing Xing. Why would you need to do Divine Smite on anything?
I don't know what I'm trying to do now. Just take it out.
All right. Go ahead. Right,
kill it.
But like on a date?
Yeah.
Like to a movie?
He's trying to take it out.
He's trying to get to second base.
He wants to disintegrate it, not just kill it. He wants to disintegrate this thing.
I mean, yeah, if you want to waste your resources like that, go ahead.
Now I'll just straight attack.
Okay.
I admire your enthusiasm.
That's a 7.
7 will miss.
3 okay. on the die. He did that, and
so
now it's my turn again.
Yeah, you're ready to action goes
son
off.
Son of a... Okay.
I don't have any lights.
I know. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and use Cure Light Wounds on myself.
Okay. D8 plus your Wisdom modifier.
Yes. Just so I can get that out of the way. So that's 6 more. I'm good with that. 22. Yep. What you going to do? What you going to do, Coach? Do something! Do something! I wish I could see what's going on!
I know, right? Well, we only have that one creature left. Is everybody just hesitant as to what may happen after here?
He's very worried that something might happen.
I'm not, because we have to stop recording.
Fuck its ass up.
Move me to the other little guy.
Here?
Yep.
All right, he's
so
right in front
of
that last monster.
He's in front of the last monster next to Damien.
Fuck it up.
You
got
this. Swing my warhammer at it.
Smash its head
so
in.
So 14.
14 plus
that'll hit.
Hit that motherfucker.
That'll hit.
What do you need to roll?
D8, please.
Here you go.
Warhammers still do double damage to undead? No? Okay.
No, man.
Old rule.
I wish.
Oh. No. It counts on the floor. It's 4.
Oh, okay.
5 total, it looks like.
5 total.
Still up.
God damn it.
Aurum.
Okay, I am going to use my Eldritch Blast.
Okay. Remember you roll with disadvantage?
I'm rolling at a disadvantage right now. Oh, because
yeah,
I'm poisoned.
You're poisoned.
Meh. Just do it. Do it.
I got my die. I got my die here. Okay. I got my die here.
You got it, girl. You got it.
Wait, I don't. Yeah, I do.
Light it up.
5.
Well.
You want to try this one? Just try it. Just try it. Even though we know it's not going to. Oh my God! It's 5. So regardless,
my plus is +2. No, +4. Spell attack bonus.
9.
Right? Spell 9. Attack or spell casting?
Spell attack bonus.
Yeah, so I'm at 9.
9 hits.
Oh, okay, sweet.
I guess it is
sweet.
A piece of meat.
So 1d10.
Not very well armored.
1d10.
So squishy. That's 10.
10,
that
kills
10
it.
+2. Boom.
Obliteration.
Implodes on itself.
Now. I immediately, after I know that I've demolished that creature, I look back at the specter.
Remember that you get temporary hit points.
I get temporary hit points because I just
when
hit
you
that, right?
When you kill something with a spell.
Oh, you're right.
So 10.
So I get 10.
Definitely need some temporary hit points.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. I definitely do.
You don't get 10.
You also killed 2 others at the same time.
No,
so
I don't get 10.
Orms
you
killed
level plus your charisma
2 other monsters.
I get
huh?
it plus what?
Oh,
level
yeah,
plus
that's
your
right.
Charisma. Level plus charisma.
Which it maxes
level
out at
3
what, 10?
Plus my what?
Plus your charisma modifier.
So it's probably 5 then total.
I get 5 total.
Right, you get 5 3 times.
No, but you it doesn't
stack.
No,
it doesn't
stack.
Temporary hit points don't stack.
All right, so I was Aurum.
Okay, I immediately turned to her. Okay. And in Elvish asked, moved. Is there more coming?
Say to Jerry.
Ignored.
Denied?
That elf just swiped left.
I'm going to ready an action.
You see like, that she's holding her mouth, but you can hear that she's whispering something to herself.
Okay.
You can't hear it from this.
Are any of the gateways reacting?
Huh?
Are any of the gateways reacting?
They're still active, yeah.
But reacting to anything we've done?
No.
Guys, we should move down.
Wait, and there's a gateway with each of our names on it?
Yeah.
I can't see anything.
I'm going to move down one here, and I'm going to ready an action for anything attacking me.
Okay.
Right now, where we're going to leave off with this is we have yet to move from the actual entryway to the basement.
Yeah, you're about to start round three.
We're about to start round three.
And I have an action readied.
It is Sailor Jerry's turn. He has an action ready. The specter is still in the corner. Aurum is in a situation where he knows he brought this on himself, but doesn't care.
And Tor cannot
no,
see
no, no.
shit.
You kind of care because it's currently inconveniencing you, but that's about
you're right.
The extent
yeah, but
of
that's
it.
As, that's as far as it goes.
This
it's like,
is annoying.
You're like, ah, this is not.
Can
what I
somebody
expected.
Craft me a goggles of night vision, please?
Yes. And we have left off here. Thank you for listening on Brunches and Dragons. Ow. Make sure you check out our Patreon. We're going to be dropping some bonus content on there soon.
Yeah, yes.
Bonus.
And stay tuned for the next adventure.